Peace, 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 everyone. I am Mama Serene Blue 7. Life has definitely been lifing, which is why for season 4, episode 12 podcast, I am going to call this one Unavailable Presence. I'm going to say that again. Unavailable present. Which I feel like I have not posted or published, should I say, a podcast episode since November 24th, 2023. It is currently March 16th, 2024. So, all that to say, astrologically speaking, Scorpio season came along, and it is now currently, we're wrapping things up with Pisces season. Aries season is approaching within the next few days. And all I can say is like life has really been lifing. I definitely have went through looking back now. Just these past few months, which is about roughly give or take 4 to 5 months. Pause. So, without further ado, before I continue on, let me go ahead and give the disclaimer. To those who may be new here, I am a mother to 5 beautiful children. With that, I am a full-time mother too. They definitely take up a lot of my time, my energy, and you know, along with life that has been life, my children have definitely been going through, you know, growth spurts, changes. So I've definitely, you know, I had to focus, put my energy and focus, a lot of it into motherhood, a lot of it into me and what I wanted to do moving forward with my life. Like I said, it was definitely a lot of things. I feel like I retested myself on, and it's like now that I have the clarity, I You know, I'm just, I have been, like, exhausted. And I know y'all feel like I don't owe y'all anything, but I feel like I have to be able to start somewhere. Because in that time of absence, and I was unavailable, present, you know, I was not emotionally available to my podcast, which I've said time and time again, this is a safe space for me and for people who are like me or they resonate with some of the things I discuss and talk about. You know, this is, to me, I always want to come off like, kind of like the cool mom who's like, who, you know, what I can tell you from experience, I can tell you, you know, the wisdom that I have acquired physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, it's just, I've went through so much these last couple months. I know for a fact that it was definitely, like I said, something that I got retested on. Definitely was, you know, a level in the awakening. I have definitely been sick. Me and my family have endured, you know, being sick. So even right now, I'm not even 100% now. But it's definitely been, like, on my mind. Like, I gotta get back on here. I gotta get back on here. But it has been a little bit of imposter syndrome. Like, I was like, you know, I've been doing this off and on for a couple years. Like, where do I want to go? Like, what do I want to do? Because this is like Mama Serene Blue 7. This is part of my foundation. So I feel like whatever happens from here on out, like whoever started with me definitely deserves to know how this is all going to continue to transmute and what it's going to further elevate into. Because when I say a lot of things about me have, it's like I thought I was surrendering before. And this is the most in my everlasting life, how much I've surrendered and had to let go and not be upset when things change. So surrendering has shown me just how resistance in my life shows up. And it has really been like really reflecting back on everything that's happened over here. Like I really am out of survival mode mentally. Like I've known that for a while physically, But I think mentally, your mental has to catch up with that, right? Like, you have to get used to, you know, isolation phase, or, you know, you detaching from so many people and you really just focusing on you. So it has definitely been like, it's just to get to this point. It's almost like I was beating myself up, because I was definitely recording. Like, I recorded a lot over these last couple months. Recorded for myself, recording for the podcast. I definitely, like, built up some connections for the betterment of me. Like, some real cool, so expanded my tribe. I've worked on that, and I'm comfortable and I'm stable with that. I think right now the relationship that I've built, like, they're all stable. Like, this is the most stable and secure my platonic associates, you know, confidence. This is the most stable those relationships I have built has been ever in my life. It took for me to almost get to the age of 36 to be like, okay, I have all these different types of people in my life on all different types of levels, but we are all my connections with these people, even if they're from different perspectives, which is I love and I enjoy, they're all stable. And that brings me, like, so much peace, because I know how I need to move forward, you know, romantically. And also a lot of career changes. I am currently changing and switching up. Like, when I say I surrendered, it was like the path that I was on, it wasn't as if I was never on the right path, but it was a lot of things I had to let go. And when I tell you, these were things that I had spent the last few years building and trying to mold into. As soon as I made the mental decision to let it go, the way how blessings have just come to me. And so that was definitely, I would say, one of the gems that I picked up during my unavailable present. And that was deepening my spiritual relationship with God, with universe, with, you know, my spiritual counsel, if you will. I have really just watched, you know what I mean? Like, just really have watched everything that took place. You know, rather good or bad. Like, I have literally, so saw how I didn't have to put up a fight.
Like, every time that I got ready to respond, react, there was something there all along reminding me that I didn't have to fight. I can relax now.
I can relax now. And right now, it's just like, okay, now that you know how your spiritual gifts is set up and how they really show up for you at this time in your life, what do you want to do next? Because it's like there was no way. It's like I had to let a lot of things go in order to make room. I had to make room because I was unavailable in certain ways that I did not want to admit or realize, in order to get to the present, to get to now. I guess one thing to make slow changes, but when your peace is everything, and I'm not saying my life is perfect, but it's definitely like I've saw it, you know? It's beautiful over here, in spite of every little thing that is imperfect. It's perfectly imperfect. And I know you guys are like, you said all this, but you didn't say nothing in specific. I can tell you guys one of the hardships that I had to really, really surrender to. And this was definitely one of the reasons for my unavailable presence. There was a financial situation that I was going through as I had recorded my last podcast during Scorpio season, during November, or towards the end of November. And when I say I just really had to go off of faith, because I knew what I did was right. And, you know, the people that was involved were looking and accusing me of saying, you know, I didn't pay this financial debt, and I knew I did what was right. But when they say you have to have the faith of a mustard seed, something told me, because I definitely made sure I had receipt proof, something told me I could always go back and, you know, go through the refund process and get my money. But once it was made to my attention of how long this refund process was going to take, I just kept saying, I don't have time to do it. And it was like things, I kept beating myself up about it. Because I'm like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I never go do it, I never go do it. When I tell y'all, it finally showed up. And my name has been cleared. And the financial debt has been cleared. And now people see it was definitely not me. Like, when I got the news of that a couple days ago, when I tell you, like, I couldn't move or nothing, I just sat back, like, faith. Because I knew what I did was right. If you do what's right, and things start to shake up in your world, know that that is your faith being tested. Your sight is being tested. And what's crazy about that situation is I had definitely discussed that in a dating situationship that I was at the time potentially pursuing. And the way how this person responded, they were trying to say that I was irresponsible and da 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 da. Fast forward, I tell the person, hey, you remember that situation and you had all that stuff to say and I was so irresponsible? Well, it finally showed up. The crickets. The pause. The silence was so loud. And of course this person did not say not one thing about it. And it was like, I'm glad that I did discuss, because it's like situations like that always reveal to you who is really real around you and who is not. So it's like I had to go in the waters, just like now, and gain levels of more emotional intelligence and reassess things. And I'm not even going to wait. That is another issue I've had to assess, is that I be waiting. I really do be creating certain situations in my life to set me up to have an anxiety. So I'm getting better about doing, you know, small things like adulting. Like, checking the mail, y'all. When I tell y'all, that is one adulting habit that I've really had to work on. Because it's like, a lot of times you already know what's in the mail, and I'm just like, gosh, I just try to catch a break. But I finally am, I'm getting it. I'm seeing it. Less is more, y'all. Don't ever forget that. So, I hope your 2024 is going the way that it should. And here's to getting back into the swing of things. And here's to just finding more unavailable presence. And here's to more growth. So until next episode, peace.